All right, St. Patrick's Day morning, ordinarily we'd be having a party with our friends from the United Way over at Freighters, but because of recent events, we have to stay put and do everything virtually, practicing our safe social distancing. But that doesn't mean that we can't talk to a lot of the folks who are involved with the United Way and who benefit from the United Way campaign dollars. And that includes the Council on Aging serving St. Clair County, their Executive Director Scott Crawford online with us right now. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. We talked yesterday, Scott, you and I on the air, about how COVID-19 has affected the Council on Aging. Maybe just kind of remind us how things are different for your agency right now.
Well, Paul, right now we have all of our senior centers are closed to the public, strongly encouraging seniors especially to stay home. To be able to make that happen for them, we are delivering home-delivered meals still and encouraging people that need it to call in, and we'll put them on. We've kind of relaxed our standards for that, and we will continue to deliver those as long as we're told it's safe to do so.
All right, fair enough. When we talk about the United Way and all the various different agencies that benefit from United Way dollars, you have a very specific program there at the Council on Aging that is supported by the United Way, don't you?
We do. United Way helps fund our Senior Project Fresh program, which allows seniors to get vouchers that they can use at local produce stands, local farmers markets, the Corn Man, places like that. And it's just a great benefit. If you think about the downtown area and the number of seniors that live in it, it's really kind of a fresh food desert. So to be able to give them these vouchers that they can use to get produce basically for free, it's a great benefit. And actually, because of the United Way and some of our other funders, St. Clair County gives out more of those Senior Project Fresh coupons than any other county in the state.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
And we also have a better redemption rate. So the seniors that are getting them are definitely using them, and they really appreciate getting them.
It's great for the seniors and great for the farmers that are selling the produce, too, because they benefit, don't they?
It really is. It's kind of a win-win. The farmers are then reimbursed for all of those vouchers that they receive, so they're still getting paid, and it really is a win-win for everybody.
This also involves helping, as I understand it, Scott, seniors know how to prepare those fresh foods, because, you know, we always think of Grandma as being the great cook, but, you know, maybe she wasn't. Maybe Grandpa was the cook, or maybe Grandpa's, you know, a widower now and doesn't know exactly how to prepare those fresh foods. This also includes a little bit of that, doesn't it?
It does. We work sometimes with Michigan State Extension and then have other groups as well come in and talk about being able to prepare. I mean, you could go to the farmer's market and get an eggplant, but do you know what to do with it? They also talk a lot about canning and preserving the food so that they have it all year long to use. So that's another added benefit of the program, definitely.
That's fantastic, and all thanks to the United Way. That continues to be a successful program. Scott, thanks so much for telling us about it. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you. Thanks.